Welcome. This is G.A. Bartik, author of Silver Bullet Selling, and this is an example of the discovery summary. Remember, I truly believe the discovery summary is the spot oftentimes where the sale is made. When done well, it is a little piece of magic. So remember the steps of the discovery summary. First thing you want to do is you want to transition out of your discovery into the summary. Then you want to review their current situation, then their desired situation, then review what are their expectations, and then it's really key to ask those confirming questions and then transition on to the next steps. So here's an example of what a discovery summary might sound like, and I'm going to use the examples from page 138 from Silver Bullet Selling. So it may sound something like this. So Tom, hey, thank you so much for being so open and honest and sharing all that information with me. I just want to do a quick recap just to make sure I have a good understanding of what we talked about. Is that all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, well, first off, you have a sales force of about 250 people. You are in five different regions, and each region has their own VP. You've, over the last 3 years, you've increased sales by about 4%, but that's well below your targets. Your product and services are strong, and your client loyalty is second to none based on the evidence that you showed me. And you currently have extremely low turnover in your sales force. You have some extremely tenured salespeople in your sales organization. But you're a little concerned because some of the bottom performers have not been managed out by some of your VPs. And you're really looking to work with a sales and consulting organization to help you over the next 2 years increase your production to over 11%. And you want to be able to offer additional incentives. And you want to put together a sales management system that supports the training. And it has to be totally customized to your products, your services, and your selling cycle. And if you can reach that 11%, you think that would put you in a really great position to become the EVP. Make sense so far?
Definitely.
And really what you're looking to work with in your expectations of a consulting organization is, one, they have to have experience and expertise in your field and done this before. You want the people who are going to be working with your team to have really earned the right to really talk to and teach some of your very tenured salespeople how to sell. And it's extremely important that you have regional follow-up out in the field by your training partner, that they're able to report back to you how well your team is executing the fundamentals of the sales program, but also give you some additional recommendations to help you increase your performance. So does that actually sum up what we talked about so far?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Well, great. So if I could help put together a proposal and a program that'll help you reach that 11%, that'll help your regional VPs coach a little bit more effectively and help your sales team execute the fundamentals of a great sales process a little bit more effectively, would you be willing to look at a proposal from Outsell?
Yes.
Well, great. So then, if it's all right with you, I'd like to go back to my office, work on a proposal, and would you be available possibly a week from Friday to go over that?
Definitely.
Well, great. I appreciate that. So that is an example of what a discovery summary may sound like. And when done well, watch your buyer's head nod up and down in agreement as they say to themselves, wow, this salesperson gets it. Finally, somebody understands our situation. So thank you so much.